So my child was always a happy kid.
But about 2 years ago, Laura Murdoch noticed a sudden change in her 8-year-old son's behavior. Almost overnight, he became anxious and displayed obsessive compulsive-like symptoms.
Things that he loved, he stopped wanting to do. Even sports, he would get terribly upset at the littlest things.
At first, doctors pointed Murdoch down a path of behavioral therapy. But what she didn't know at the time and what she didn't find out until last fall was that a strep infection was causing her son's strange symptoms.
We actually started studying pandas and pans in the 1980s.
Dr. Susan Sweeto is with the National Institute of Mental Health, and she's one of the researchers who discovered pandas, or pediatric autoimmune neuropsychiatric disorders associated with streptococcal infections. Very simply put, it's when strep triggers an attack on the brain.
There are both strain specificities of the strep, so you have to get the wrong strep, and there are also genetic vulnerabilities. So it's literally that perfect storm of the bad strep in the unlucky child provoking the production of cross-reactive antibodies.
After some time and lots of internet research, Murdoch had a hunch her son had pandas, so she went straight to the pediatrician.
And I begged her to swab my child's throat. He had no typical symptoms of strep throat. She left the room and came back in, and she looked at me and said, he's positive for strep throat.
Murdoch found a pandas specialist in the D.C. area and started her son on several treatments, many of which are not covered by insurance.
A lot of families are struggling financially to try to treat this disease.
Recently, Murdoch's son testified before the Maryland House of Delegates in support of a bill that would require insurance companies to cover treatments associated with pandas.
And remember, these treatments can be life-saving for kids like me, and I don't understand why insurance companies are not mandated to pay for this.
The bill is now undergoing a cost analysis, and supporters plan to reintroduce it in January. Now 6 months after his initial pandas diagnosis, Murdoch says she feels like her son is finally back. Rachel Nania, WTOP News.